This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Racing at Fairmont Park and, of course, our website called FairmontParkPodcast.com. How are you, Jamie?
Doing well, Jono. How are you?
I am doing fine, my friend. I had a great time with you this past Tuesday when it was matinee racing.
It was a blast.
You know what? It's great. People walk around and all that, but you know what? I kind of like in between races, betting other races too.
Yeah.
And it's so fun sitting across from a friend and just comparing what horse they like, and then you take their horse, he takes your horse, and you know what? It's a good time. It's a good outing with friends is what I'm saying.
Absolutely it is.
Well, you know what? We had your horse running. What was that, the third or second race, was it?
I didn't have anything run Tuesday.
Oh, you didn't? I thought we had, that was the time before. Okay. But I have horse running this Saturday night, and I'll tell you what, I experienced it with you a couple times and with myself, too, just with the friends around. So it's got to be a good vibe, and you know what? Whatever, I don't know how you are. I think we covered this before, but whenever I'm racing, I got to be standing at this place. I don't want this person by me. I mean, there's so much superstition behind it, man.
Yeah, there absolutely is. It was fun.
Even when you're racing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to me about yours.
You know what? I got a little superstition that I didn't tell you about last time. I don't allow my sister or my dad to be at the racetrack when my horses are running.
Really?
I think they're bad luck.
Yeah.
My sister's a black cat.
Your sister's a black cat? Holy cow. Have you thrown any holy water on her or anything?
She's over.
Oh, really?
She's been to, let's see, like four races now?
Yeah.
She's over, man, so she's out.
She's got to be out. 0 for yeah. 4. That's A.
Yeah.
What, were they
she
close, though?
No.
No, they were far back. Yeah, I think you're going to have to stay home, sis. I don't know.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you guys are out there, because I have this situation right now. All my races that I've won, this one partner's been away. But when he's been there, we've lost. So I'm hoping to hear that he can't make it again.
And you know who you are, so don't show up Saturday.
No. No, he knows it. He knows who he is. And you know what? He's going to love coming to the hell with it. Don't show up. All right. So what we have on the first race here, Jamie, we've got a claiming tag of 3,200, and this is a 6-furlong race. I had the three on top here. So did everyone else. Shanghai Red, and that was Santiago Martinez. And then I followed up with Gigi's Second Chance, the four horse, and then we had the one horse Montezuma. So let's see what we got here. All right, the very first race, we've got the six horse winning. It's Smokey Roll Mac at 14-1. And you know what? On the green sheet there, we had this horse
pretty much, where was he? The sixth. Yeah, what we wrote on him was Jack takes off to ride the threefold. He passes up on this. You know, I couldn't see this horse, Jamie.
You know, the only thing I can tell you about this horse is it's shown time and time again that you have to give it some respect because it's a class horse. It wins at Fairmount Park. I just didn't think that it could run with Shanghai Red or Montezuma's Express. I had the 3-1, and that was my exacta play of the day. I think you had the 3-4.
I had the 3-4.
I felt like you had the 3 just too far back, it seemed like, didn't you?
Yeah, you're so right about that. It just seemed like Victor rode him from the back, and then when he brought him close.
He closed.
He did what he was supposed to do there. Anyway, we had a 6-3-1, and congrats goes out to Uriel Lopez, bringing in the 14-1. And that was with Tom Doris there. And then we got the 3-horse Shanghai Red, and that was Victor Santiago, even money, 1-1. And then we'll move on to the third place prize here, and that was the horse that Jamie went with, the 3-1-1-3 as the exacta play there. And that was Montezuma Express, and that was Molina with Cox. That's a good team, like we said in the past. But in any case, let's see the price tags on this. And there it is. The $2 exact, the 6-3, $82.60. The $1 trifecta, 6-3-1. Did you expect a little bit more than this 116 here?
I did.
For a 14-1 horse on top?
The only thing that I can think, and we keep going back to this, is maybe somebody played just like you like to, but I don't think you play. I don't think you do it like this on the try. It looks like maybe somebody played an all 3-1 in the try.
I never play that
in the first spot. I know you play the middle spot. I'm thinking that would be the only way that it would only pay $116.
Unless
there's 11,000 in the tri pool, so I mean the pool's solid,
right? Well, but it's some.
I'm not scoffing at a $6 bet that pays 116, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's true. And then we had the 10-cent superfecta here, 6-3-1-2, $52.75. So onward we go to race number two. Race number two is a 6 furlong claiming $3,200. And anything on this one you've seen, let me know. I'm pulling it down right here, buddy. All right. And the winner on this one was Mr. Hungry. I had Mr. Hungry. I think that everyone in the backside had Mr. Hungry as well. It came out and did what it was supposed to do, going off at 1.5-1, the 5-horse. And that was Molina Manley. I tell you what, those M&M, that M&M group right there, Molina Manley is a tough one to beat too. Then we had the 7-horse name dropper. I think you're more high on this one. I had this horse pick number 3. He was on my trifecta, but 3rd place. And then we had the 3-horse here, Mighty Gideon, and you were high on Mighty Gideon.
I was high on Mighty Gideon, and Mighty Gideon wasn't so mighty and let me down again.
Yeah, I had that horse going 4th, but my 3rd place was a name dropper. And, my 2nd place was Wildwood Summertime, and that finished 4th. And then I had the 7 horse here, name dropper. Anything stands out about this one, pal?
Not really. I mean, Mr. Hungry broke pretty bad, but, I mean, he showed why he was the odds-on favorite here, and he closed like a freight train and won easy.
Yeah. Did you see the rail, or did you see the outside on Tuesday's racing that we need to address?
To be honest with you, the rail wasn't completely dead like it has been the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. Was it in this race or was it the next race? I think somebody closed pretty hard on the rail.
All right, we'll check that out.
Yeah.
But I, myself, was seeing horses coming in from the outside.
Yeah.
Lot faster than they were on the inside.
Sure.
But the inside wasn't that dead, though, like you're saying.
But the outside pass, the 4, 5, 6 path are still the fastest part of that track.
Yes, I agree. I agree totally. All right, so what we have here is a $2 exacta. $2 exacta 5.7, $17, and that was even, $17 on a 5.7. $1 trifecta 5.73, $39.90. And then we had the $1 daily double 6.5, $66.90, so basically 67. And 10 cents superfecta 5.732, $9.12. All right. Let's move on here. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three, we got a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. What a stellar bunch. All right. So we got the winners here, Dr. Callahan, followed by number one, Wildcat Light, and the four, Edging Molina. And Dr. Callahan was... And you brought this up at the table that Baylon's been riding really well lately.
Baylon's been riding really well, and the thing I noticed about this horse, go to the breeder and you see Kenneth L. Ramsey, Sarah Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about notable breeders, especially on the grass. They have the sire Kitten's Joy,
mm-hmm.
which these Ramseys win the training or the breeding title, win owner's title. At Churchill, almost every meet, they're powerhouses in Kentucky.
You're forgetting my point, though. How's that got to do? What's got to do with Baylon?
Baylon's riding through the bridle, but what I'm saying is, look at Dr. Callahan.
Uh-huh.
He's a Ramsey bred horse.
Right, right.
I think I could have rode that horse home.
I know. Then why'd you tell me Baylon's riding really well lately?
He is riding well.
Oh,
he's riding the best of the two victors. I'll say that for right now.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I got Victor in my race here.
I know you do.
All right. So the winner was the three, followed by the one here, Wildcat Light, and that was Victor Santiago, and that went off at even money. And by the way, that Victor Baylon connection on that one was with Ellis. And the Wildcat Light, that was Becker. So we had Santiago Becker. And then we followed up with the four-horse Edging Molina, and that was, let me see who that is. I had that one on top here, and that was Ralph Martinez. Hey, you got to meet Ralph Martinez, too.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
you knew him from the backside, but you know what? For him to sit down with us and have some beers and talk about everything about horse racing was really cool. All right, so what do we got here? We got the payoffs now. By the way, everything went to norm there, as you've seen it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I chose Wildcat Light. Like I said last show, that horse always seems to be in the mix. I thought the horse would win, just kind of ran out a little bit late. I expected Edging to be third or fourth, and he did finish.
And with
third. These
payoffs, too, I'm looking at the board here. You got a 1-1 that finished second. You got a... 2-1, less than 2.5-1 that finished third. And you got a 6-1 on top here. I'm just wondering what a pick three would pay on something like this. All right, so let's scroll down. The $2 exacta, 3-1, $40.60. The $1 trifecta, 3-1 for $61.80. The 10 cents superfecta, 3-1 for $11.81. And we're getting near that... pick three here that I'm so dying to find out about. And a $1 daily double 5.3, $30.40. This is what I'm talking about. This is a mm-hmm. good payoff. $1 pick three paid over $264.70. Huh?
I like that.
That's big.
That is big. Yeah, I think it's also worthy of us to note that the three horse that won the race came over from Indiana Grand, raced there last time.
Okay.
Let's just let everybody know, Indiana Grand is a much more competitive track than
Our horses do well there, though.
I know, but let's make note that this Dr. Callahan came over from Indiana and won this race at
What's the percentage of that, though, Jamie, that you're seeing Indiana horses coming here and dominating? It's not like the past where we've seen in the 80s and 90s at Fairmont mm-hmm. Park where you'd call them invaders, and they'd come in, they'd clean up, and then they'd leave again. And now lately, I mean, Fairmount Park horses have been invading, and anything that thinks that they're going to drop low and come here and win, you know what? You're going to have your work cut out. You may win. I'm not saying you're not going to win, but you're going to have your work cut out.
I agree with you.
All righty. So let's move on to race number four here. Race number four, we've got a allowance optional claiming race here. 6 furlong distance, and anything you see here there, pal, that you want to talk about?
No, I think we hit the nail on the head with this one. Internet success, we expected to be there, and ended up winning pretty easily, I would say. I think there was some left in the tank with that horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, did you pick Affirmative Song?
Or
did you have Deep in a Dream?
No, I had this one in the order in that 1-4, and I made this my Exact-A-Box play of the day at the track. So, you know what? If I'm going to give something, I try to make sure that it's a winner. If not, I want it as close as possible. And this one, I don't think you could see much difference here. It was like a star to star lining them up here. You had the clean cut one, and then you had the 4 that stood up over the 3, 5, 6, and that's all I looked at. You had the 1 winning it, but then you had the 4 saying, I'm better than the 3, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we had. Internet success, that was a Victor Santiago. Ralph Martinez, and Ralph Martinez, I tell you what, he had a couple favorites going into this and into the whole card. So, you know what? It stood out. There was a right formula here, and I'm glad everyone cashed in on it. Let's see the payoffs on this one. And that was the $2 Exact-A-Box here. Not Exact-A-Box. Exact-A, $1.4, $7.80. The $1 trifecta, $1.43. $23.20. The $1 Daily Double, 3-1, $12. That's the one I hit. I hit that one for $20, and, you know, it was like, wow. I thought it could get a little bit more, but you know what? I was happy with it. Still $12. 50-cent pick 3, 5-3, 1 with the 2, and that was $31.20. And this 10-cent superfecta, 1-4, 3-5, $1.81. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm passing on that superfecta. All right, moving on to race number 5. Race number 5, we got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And this was the one that I think I influenced the entire track. The entire track, Jamie, I'm gonna say it was me.
As you should.
And I took Cousin Dario at 10-1 morning line, and then people bet this down all the way to what was it, like 2-1?
I think it was 2 or 3-1, yeah.
At 5-2, I think we even seen it, and then it went off and stabilized at 6-1, and Cousin Dario exploded, man. Exploded out of that gate. You thought he was in a quarter horse race.
Yeah.
And you kept saying, slow him down a little bit. But you know what? I was just like, hey, you know what? We're moving this tank. Keep it rolling. And unfortunately got caught. But I'll tell you what, it was a clear-cut second place, too. It lost by maybe a length and a half. But the rest of the field, I'm telling you what, there was a big gap there.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I was heavy on the 9.
And that was a great Exacta, too. Great Exacta box. From what you guys heard from me and you folks bought into it, at 6-1 with a 60 cents to the dollar, Diamond Maximus, and that was Uriel Lopez. And that was morning line was 6-5 on that horse, and it went off at 60 cents to the dollar. Then we had the number 3 horse here, Cousin Dario. And that was Victor Santiago, 6-1. And by the way, that was Uriel Lopez on the 9 with Wilborn. So congrats to that team there. And then we had the 10 horse that I had, Droops MDB. That was the Molina horse that, you know what? I thought we were going to get a good pay on that one. Then that one finished like 4 or 5 down there. But the winner or the third place finish here was Agro Crag. And that's an Ireland horse. Remember someone sitting next to us going, it's Irish bred. Or no, that's what Jay Randolph said.
Yeah.
Irish bred. Well, hell, it's got over 50 races. Who the hell cares where it's bred now, you know? after the first two races, you go, oh, yeah, it's Irish bred. But after that, you're like, who cares? I think it has like 20, 30 starts under its belt. So anyway, that's what we had there. We had a 9-3-6, and that aggro was Victor Bailon there. And Victor's going back and forth there. Victor Bailon, and that was with, who was that? Who was the trainer on that one? That was Walker. Yeah, another great guy. Charlie Walker. I love him. All right, so that's what we got, 9-6, 9-3-6. And let's scroll down here. Let's scroll down. Let's see what we got. And we've got a $2 exacta 9-3, $19.20. That's a damn good payoff. We're really excited about that.
Super pumped with a 6-5 favorite on top.
Yeah. Yeah, we did good there, man. And then the $1 trifecta, it had to be less than 6-5.
Might have been
60 cents, so that's probably 4-5.
4-5.
Yeah. The $1 trifecta, 9-3-6, $27.60. The 10 cent superfecta, 9-3-6-2. $56.35. The $1 daily double, 1-9, $2.60. The 50 cent pick three. 3-1-2-5/9, $12.85. All right. So that's what we got there. And let's move on to race number six. Race number six. We've got a 6-furlong allowance optional, $10,000. And you know what? I had with you, I had Cookie Monster on top.
Mm-hmm.
And Cookie Monster scratched. So our next horse became the 4. And that's what Jamie had. I think you had that.
Sunny Storm.
Yeah, and I had that one as well. So that was Sunny Storm, Diego, and Burtis. And Morning Line 6-1 and went off at nearly 3-1. I think the money shifted from the 1 to the 4 on this one. And then we had the 5 horse. This one was a shocker. I didn't think this horse was going to get up like that. P.O. Jet, and that was Hernandez. And P.O. Jet was with Wainwright Camp. So, and that went off at 9-1 there. And then we had the 3, Dancing Position. And that was my, it just got right there and ruined my nice exacta here, man. This should have been my exacta. Anyway, Dancing Position, that's Victor Bailon, and that went off at 4. Not a little bit better than 4-1. Anything here, pal?
No, what do we have? 2 scratches here. I think we had the Cookie Monster, WW Cookie Monster, and I think Duchess Lala scratched. Am I right about that?
Well, let's see. Scratches, Dejoir.
Dej Your Best. There you go. Not Duchess Lala. Duchess Lala is the next race.
Yeah, WW Cookie Monster.
And Dej Your Best both scratched. So.
All right, so what do we got here? On the payoffs, we had a $2 exacta, 4-5, $59.40. The $1 trifecta, 4-5-3, $98.90. The 10 cents super, 4-5-3-2, $29.70. The $1 daily double, 9-4, $10.20. And the pick 3, 1/2/5, or that was -5/9-4, is $5.55 for pick 3. If I knew that already, I wouldn't have read all that. If I would have known that, goodbye. All right, that's what we got there. Race number 7, our finale. Our finale of the day here. And this was a 1 mile 70, claiming 4,000. And anything here. You want to give the winners out, my friend?
Sure. I think, didn't we have Duchess Lala in this race, Jono?
Yes, we did. We had Duchess Lala, the 8 horse, in there.
And we were sorely mistaken. Marnate took it gate to wire here.
There was nothing. I didn't see how Duchess Lala here starts from the back, then makes a nice move, and then all of a sudden He's in a rodeo because he snaps his neck to the around the horse like it's a dance partner or something.
It was an interesting move.
I can see that. I can see that when they're on grass, you know, trying to get through one seam and all that. You gotta take advantage of what you got. But when you got the inside like that, just run with it. I don't think you had a ton of horse left in you anyway to take it to the outside.
I didn't understand the horse, why I did.
If you have a ton of horse and you're halfway up to the horse, to the saddle, stick with it then and try to make that move.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't understand the move that he tried to make on the horse. But then again, I've never been in that situation, so I can't.
Well,
I
was in that position because I had the 8-horse to win.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know what? Victor knows better than me, and he might have thought the rail, what he was digging into, was getting softer and deeper, and I got to get out of this lane right now, this inside rail, or I'm definitely going to start falling back.
That would make sense.
That's the thing that hits me, because Victor's a hell of a rider, and I know that he's going to ride my horse, and I couldn't be any more happier finding a jockey like him. So in any case, that's what we had. We had the 10-8. And the 7 got to go back, and that was Molina. And did I tell the people Diego won this race?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, Diego won this race, and that was with the 10 horse. The 10 horse, that was Diego with Wainwright. So they're kind of making a little sound, too. I'm seeing a Diego-Wainwright combination there, aren't
Diego's having a pretty good year.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a 10-8-7, and let's throw the 3 in there for the superfecta, and that is She's Back Again, and that's Arietta. And let's see the payoffs. Payoffs on this one, the $2 exact, the 10-8, $76.60. The $1 trifecta, 10-8-7, $152.50. The 10-cent superfecta, 10-8-7-3, $84.77. The $1 daily double, 410, $71.30. And the one on the 50-cent pick 3, 5/9/4/10, $57.40. And the pick 4, I'm just going to tell you guys how much that paid off, because it's not. It's $68.40 for the 50-cent pick 4 here. That was with the 1/2/5/9/4/10. All right. So, hey, folks, we're going to go right into our second half of the show here as soon as I pull this up. And we got it up right now. Jamie, do you see Saturday night as a fun night for you, man? Or you're going to be out there again?
Should be exciting. Obviously, I'm going to be there to root you on. I hope you get another win.
Thanks, brother. That means a lot. I do appreciate that.
Going to have, you know, all our buddies out there drinking some beers, just kicking back, and
yeah,
hopefully celebrating a win with you. That'd be real nice.
Well, it makes it a little awkward because Green Means Go's in that race, and I've always been tight with Chris, one of the owners of Green Means Go, and now Green Means Go is racing against me. So do we stand by each other? Do we stand 10 feet apart like McCoy's and the
Hatfields?
Yeah, Hatfields. What's going to happen here?
Like the Gavilskis and the O'Hollerins?
Yeah, there you go. You know what, man? That was crazy what you said. I couldn't stop laughing. That was so confident in you, too. Yeah, that's fun. And she's the same way, too.
She's
it's fun.
Too,
yeah. Anyway, so let's start it off here. Race number one, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I'm going to go first here, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the 2 horse here on top. And that is Country Assets. Country Assets, I think right now it's got a better form because it's just you're looking at a horse running 18,000 state breds to everything else on this chart here, on this portfolio of racing for race number one. They're basically all 4,000 claimers with a 2 life condition on the back of it, too. So, I went with the horse here, broke its maiden special weight at 8,000, and the last two right now was running allowance 18,600, and I just think that we got the class here that stands out, and the morning line people thought the same thing. They made it 9 to 5. What do you got here?
I do like the two on top, country assets. I like the way that the Essen Price camp's moving. They're having a really, really strong year. And then I followed up with the 6. John Cox bringing this horse over. Mystical Temple.
You know what bothered me on this one, though, man? It had a lot of rough. It just had problems last time out here. And I know it says bore out, bump, gave away. I mean, it just didn't look right. And the public bought into this horse twice now, twice as the favorite at 1-to-1, and twice now he's really let the public down. I can't see the 6. I went with the 1. I went with the 1 horse being my second choice, and that was Arkansas Traveler. Arkansas Traveler, you're looking at the form here. Last time out, ran an allowance optional claiming. Didn't really get abused. Out of 6 horses, finished 4th. I know 14 back and all that. But you know what? It went on that the trainer and the ownership thought, you know what? We got a good horse here, and let's try to move it up. You always look for the horses that are trying to move up and then coming back into that regular class that they run against. And this is one you're looking at right there. Before then, ran 2 life for the last, since November 16 of, November 16 here. 2 life, but I tell you what, it's always competitive. Out of 14 starts at Fairmont Park, 8 times been in the money out of 14. That's something to look at for me. So I went with the 1, and I followed up with Old Baby Don't Ya, and that was the 5 horse. Let's swing that down, and I'll let you finish yours out here. And that was Old Baby Don't Ya Know, and that was Sky Becker, Victor Santiago. And you know what? That race that he won right there to qualify for this 2 life race, that's a state bred maiden claiming 4,000. That's pretty much bottom barrel here.
That is definitely the bottom of the barrel.
And you won by 2. Now you're going to get a 2-to-1 look. Are you kidding me? There's not a chance I give you the 2-to-1 look here. You're more like a 5-to-1 or 6-to-1 here. That's the way I look at it.
I would agree with that.
All right, so what do you got? Yeah, I went with the 215, and you went with the 6 being second. Who do you got for third?
I like Old Baby Don't You Know to run third, just because I don't see anything else in the race that strikes me particularly well. But like I said, I do like the 6 a little bit. I think if the 6 gets a good trip, it'll be there. But I'm definitely with you on top with the country assets.
Right. Well, so if you like something a little bit like the Mystical Temple, then I'm going to tell you, I kind of like Serena Halo being on the back end of my trifecta or super as well. Okay. Because the horse never runs out of 4th place. Look at that chart right there. You haven't seen this horse run out of 4th. All right, let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2, we've got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. And let me pull it up on the screen here. And I went with the 2 horse here, and that was Parte, and that was Victor Bailon and Silva, 33% in the money, 6 starts, 6 times in the money there. You can't go wrong with that. I think this horse, and look, it's taken on the horses here that are getting respect with Bit Money. Bit Money's should be up there at 7-2. And Kipper Doodle is my second choice here at 6-1. And who else was there? She's fantastic, and she ran 4th to this horse. So I'm going with Parte here. I think with the last race, I had a real rough go at it. It drifted out, but it came right back and lost by a half a length. So you know what? I'm giving my big thumbs up here to Parte, followed up by 6 Kipper Doodle, and that's Hernandez Butler, and that's a 6-to-1 horse right now. And I think the morning line on this one, I don't think they did this horse justice. I really don't, because I think this horse should be 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 itself. Look at what it runs. AP, It went off at 12-1, which is really respectable. It's a starter optional claimer there at Arlington Park. So, yeah, that's what I see on that one. Then we have three starts at Fairmount Park. Very respectable. Respectable. It's beaten Are You For Real? Are You For Real? Return the favor back. And it's taken on Partey, the horse I got on top here. And he finished third day when Partey finished second.
Yeah.
You don't like my drink I made you?
Strong. Strong like bull.
That's the way I like it. That's the way I drink it. All right, so I had the six here coming in second. And then I went with the four horse, and that was Bit Money. Bit Money on paper here is 7-2, and that's Uriel Lopez with Tom Doris. And this horse has to get to the front. Big damage can be done with this horse if it goes to the front. If at all doesn't go to the front, we're in bad shape because this horse, that's the comfort level this horse likes to be in. So that's what I got here. I've got a 2-6-4, and all respect to Bit Money. I think that he's looking very good in this race, and he will try his best to go gate to wire.
Yeah, I went a little bit different than you here. I have the 4 Bit Money on top.
Okay.
I feel like the last 4 races, this horse has just gotten better. I do like Partey. I guess that'd be the 2. But what I'll tell you about the 4 is, you said that you thought that the horse needed to get out of the gate clean to win.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the last race it ran. Bumps a start, is running 4th by 2, 2nd by 1, and then just takes over.
Right.
The
right.
horses
contradicts what I said, huh?
Well, I'm just bringing that to your attention. The horse can win coming from behind, obviously, like it just did, but you're right.
It needs the front, though.
The horse is dangerous and deadly on the front. It's a Munnings out of Spitestown, which is speed breeding speed. I think we're going to have a showdown here between Bit Money and Partey.
All right. I can see that. I can see that, Jamie. I can see that. I threw the 6 in between it. I may have to change things around here, but you know what? I'm going to keep it. Whenever you change it, whenever you play some coin on roulette, you know, and then you go,
sure.
I'm going to take that off, and then if it lands on there, you're going to kill yourself. So anyway, I went with a 2-6-4. You went with a 2-4. Anything else stood at you?
The only reason I'm not with you on the 6 is the 6 just hasn't really shown me anything off the claim, to be honest with you.
Okay. Then anything in that Are You For Real?
I do like Are You For Real a little bit. Run 3rd to this Bit Money the last time out. Similar spot at 1 in June. I think Are You For Real will be there. Frankie's got this horse ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? What's interesting about Are You For Real is he's a closer, and there is speed in this race. If they hook up with a Tango a race here, you're going to see Are You For Real a major player in here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000, and I've got on top here the 2 horse, and that is Conquest Going Gone, and that is, can you believe it? I got Arietta on this one. Arietta took 100 starts, but hey, he's got 3 wins right now, and that's Arietta Walker, and last 2 starts at 3 life level. Nose and ahead. This horse likes to give everything he's got into the tank, and I got to respect him for that, and I'm not going to knock who's ever on him on this one because Arietta has rode this horse 3 times at Fairmount Park, and all 3 times has come second, and I think Arietta breaks the streak here with Conquest Going Gone, and these guys get in the win column. That's what I'm seeing. So I got the 2 on top. Then I'm going with the 6 horse here, and that is Kinzer, and Kinzer to me has got a little bit of a pedigree, better than the group here, so I'm looking at Kins are showing class here, and Kins can easily win this race too, but I'm looking at this as a nice exacta box for myself. I like a 2662, and we'll see what Jamie likes in this one, but I think Kinzer's going to be up there. Last time they fought each other, Kinzer and Conquest Going Gone. Well, Conquest Going Gone came in second, and then you had Kinzer here, who stumbled badly at the start and still got four. So, you know what? It's going to be a nice dogfight here, but I'm going with the 2662 exacta box here, and I'm going with the five-horse retractable for my third-place spot here, and that's a Mike Durham, Victor Bailon, and that's going off at 2-1. I'm not too keen on this horse for the sense that it's just gotten over its two-lifer.
As an 8-year-old.
As an 8-year-old. So you're making this one 2-1 here. I'm not seeing it. I really don't see this. And I don't see the big threat here. I think the big threat's going to be the 2 and the 6.
I'm with you there. I like the 6 on top of the 2, though, and here's why.
Oh, you like the 2 also?
I do like the 2, but I like the 6 more than the 2.
Right.
Here's why I'm going to tell you I like the 6 more than the 2. So you go back to the April 26th race of this year, and this Tom Eberhardt
at Hawthorne.
Comes in. At Hawthorne in Chicago.
A Tom two-lifer. Eberhardt.
Tom Eberhardt comes in, claims the horse for 5. Well, Durham didn't seem like he was too happy about losing the horse, so he goes right back at Will Rogers Downs in Oklahoma and claims the horse right back for 75, runs him at Fairmont, allowance optional, non-winners, two-lifer, 10, runs a third against very solid company in Halo Hunter and Danger Best, and then runs him right back in a conditional spot, allowance optional, 10, and wins. And then I'm completely throwing the last race out on June 30th because I remember this race. I think the horse almost went to its knees.
Yeah.
And just got a bad break. And it also tells me some, you know, Durham's trying to win a title. He's dropping this horse in where it's supposed to be, and he's got the best rider in the house on him. I'm all over the 6.
Do you really think it's supposed to be here, though? I think he could have kept it at the allowance optional claiming level and done some damage with it.
I think what I'm trying to say is that he's not afraid to drop him
right
in where he thinks he can win.
He can win.
Sure.
As he can win the title or he can win the race, because
both.
I think he's going to definitely win the race here with dropping this horse down like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that he could have kept it at the allowance optional claiming level too. All right, so that's what we have. So I got the 2-6, you got the 6-2. I think both can make an argument. And let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, my friend. This race is very special to me because it's got my horse here. And I look at my horse, and you know what? This is my problem, too, because I make my predictions all the time, and I always pick a horse above me, and I don't feel good about it anymore. I think my horse should win, right? I mean, that you're looking at my horse here, and that is the 7 horse. 8 starts at Fairmont Park, 6 wins. That's deadly right there. Distance, 8 times ran, 5 times in the money, 4 times being a winner. You're looking at a horse here that's run like nice speed, nice power numbers here. The last 2 have went up, and the 2 before that, my friends, I'll tell you what, this horse was sore, and we gave it a nice rest. Garrison Commander is back here, and I really think that I'm going to hold it again, and maybe not to the lead. Maybe I'll let someone else take the lead, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to be right up there, and Garrison Commander is going to make a nice swing, and we are the favorites here going off at 4-5, and I don't think we're going to let the masses down. That's my look out of it, and I think my friend here, Jack and John, they're going to be following like a madman, and they're going to make a hard chase at me from the outside because they like going to the outside. I know they're in the three hole, but they will make a move on the outside, split that, and go to the outside and try to run me down. I think Jack and John's definitely a nice horse. And you know what? That Nafer's Best, when it beat Jack and John last time they ran, I'll tell you what, Jack and John was mowing it down, man. He had this thing flying at the end. He shouldn't have held him that far back. And that could have been my nice exacta because I had Garrison Commander with Jack and John. And I'm not going to give up on this duo here. I'm going with the 7 followed by the 3. And then I'm going to throw in Commander's Castle here. How about a race like that? Garrison Commander rushing at the Commander's Castle. That looks like, that sounds like a war, doesn't it?
The Battle of the Commanders.
Yeah. Which commander wins? The commander at the fort or the cavalry commander? Whatever. It doesn't matter. What do you got here?
Well, I'll tell you what. I like your horse a lot in this spot. Its record speaks for itself at Fairmont. 6 of 8 winners. I think you're going to be tough to beat, especially if you sit off the pace. My second choice, though, I went with Commander's Castle. First time off the claim. Again, I think if this horse sits just off the pace, which looking at this field, we should get an honest pace in front of us to where these horses can come off the pace to close. And then I followed Commander's Castle up with Jack and John, Kevin Wilborn's horse. This horse was absolutely flying the last time.
Right.
It ran in the Garrison Commander race.
He could have made it really interesting if he didn't have that horse so far back.
Sure.
I think, yeah. So definitely, he's definitely a contender here. And you know what? Another horse of ours that I always cheer on, that's Green Means Go. He's in this race too. And you know what? I got my friends over there on the other end of the spectrum with the Green Means Go. And that's horse racing, though. You know, if you got horses too, and if I ran against you, I would feel awkward at first. But you know what? Whoever wins, wins. At least a friend's winning the race. That's the way I look at it.
If I'm running against you, I don't want you to win.
I don't want you to win either. I'm telling you, I don't want you to win either.
Yeah.
God damn it. There's no way. But I'm telling you, though, when you do beat me, I got a big fat grin on my face afterwards and say, you know what? We'll get it next time. And congrats to my man's horse here. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I am. Jesus Christ. So, anyway, and Green Means Go, that is the where the hell am I going? Where the hell am I going? That is the two horse here at 6 to 1. All right. So that's what we have. You know, I stayed away from the whole voodoo thing, don't pick your horse on top and all that. I'm going to. I feel good about my horse being on top.
I think you always got to pick your horse on top. Just don't bring your sister to the race.
Yeah, that's your situation, huh? All right, this is one that's going to be real fast here. If you got 20 minutes to spare, well, get whatever you're done in a hurry because this race is a 400-yard sprint, and there's some money here, man. There's some money here with allowance, 20,000 big ones here. And I went with the 5 horse on top. And the 5 horse here is Swipe. Swipe is at 7-2. Last time out ran not allowance optional, but a optional claiming tag of 10,000. And it one and one quarter is pretty big in quarter horse racing. So that's what it won by. And then before then, it ran at Remington Park and finished 2nd by a half. And Remington Park, man, that's all they do over there, quarter horse racing. And you said there's a race named after someone's sack over there?
There's a quarter horse at Remington Park called Bofa D's Nuts.
Bofa D's Nuts?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know how that got through the jockey guild or whatever it is. Where
no kidding. But there's actually a horse named Both of These Nuts?
Yes, and it won its last race. Both of These Nuts won by a head.
Wow. All right. So I got the 5 here. And then I got the 6. I got Homeboy James. And I'm going to scroll down to Homeboy James. Homeboy James, that's a Victor Santiago mount. And that's a Bill Griffin. This is his major. This is what he likes to do. This is the type of racing he likes to do, and he's very successful. And this horse also coming from Remington Park. Last time out, open 15,000, which is a tough race at Remington Park because you're bringing down some horses that can fly over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it won by a nose and made a nut. It never gave up. It gave everything it had. So I'm going with the six there. I just don't like my five and six right next to each other. That never seems to work out like that. Have you ever seen both of them just going together like that? You always see something from the outside that just catches one or the either, you know. Well, in any case, that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the 5-6, and I'm going to touch it up here. My third place horse is the 3-horse, and the 3-horse, you know what, I'm just going with class here. It ran in the stakes race, 2 back, then it turned around, ran an optional claimer at Fairmount Park, got second to a nice horse here, MC Bet the Beach. You know what, folks, that's what I'm going for. I'm going with a 5-6-3, and I'll throw in this 7 as my super play of the day, and that's the MC Bet the Beach. What do you got here, babe?
I like the 6, Homeboy James.
Homeboy James. All right, let's move on down here.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best with the quarter horses, but I'm going to tell you this. All I can rely on is the form, and you go back to the last race, and I love the comment section. Engaged, game finish. Go back to November to Will Rogers. Game winner. I love that.
Galleon effort. Then
the horse
dueled.
Just,
I mean,
rolls,
yeah,
man. It's game to win every time out. So right. I'm on the 6, followed by the 5.
5.
And then I would throw an all in the last leg.
Yeah,
I think anybody can win in these races. The only thing that I'm like you, the only thing that worries me about the 6 and the 5 is that they're together, and typically these horses break together inward. So,
and they never seem to, when they break good together, they followed up by finishing 1-2, 2-1. You know, it's always something coming from the outside. All right, so that's what we have on race number 5. Race number 6, we've got a 1 mile. 70, allowance 15,000, and I got the 6 horse here, man. I got the 6 horse, and that is Halo's Hunter. I think I know people are saying, hey, you know, this horse might have bit off more than it could chew, but why? Last time it ran was a stakes race at Fairmount Park, and it took on WW Cookie Monster, which we thought was a cinch for coming in second. Past the Gravy, we thought was a lock. Those two going back and forth, but it wasn't to be because Halo Hunter put an end to that one. And I tell you what, it's gotten my respect. I'm going with Halo Hunter on top, followed by the 5-horse D-Rapper. And D-Rapper is a Scotty Becker horse. And by the way, the 6-horse was Molina. The 5-horse now is Santiago. And we've got ourselves a war here between two top trainers. We got Essen Price on the 6. The 5, we got Scotty Becker. I'll tell you what, folks, this is a pay-per-view Saturday night at Fairmount Park. You're getting to see some nice showdowns. There are going to be some nice races at Fairmount Park. And you're looking at like 2-3 groups here that I think are drawing lines right now with the Becker Santiago camp, and then you got the Essen Price Molina. I think that's a nice exacta box right there as well, because neither will give an inch. Then I went with the 7 horse here, and that was Wildwood Dancer. Wildwood Dancer, that's a Scott Becker horse there. And that's basically what I got here. I got a 6-5-7, and for my superfecta here, I'll throw in the Cool Ambition. What do you got here, babe?
Well, here's my thought on this race. I think it's very interesting because a couple of the horses that are morning line favorites or close to being favorites, Halo Hunter, horse has never been 2 turns. This is a 1-mile-and-70-yard race. I don't know how much stock I can put in this horse never been gone 2 turns. At 7-2, let's see, the 5 is D-Rapper, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The horse has been 2 turns 1 time, but it's an older horse. A horse that I kind of like a little bit because it's a deep closer and it usually closes in 6 furlong races, is Maya's Moonbeam, the 3. I put a little bit of stock in this horse. It closes.
And Jamie, can I interrupt you for one second? I'd like to ask you what your thoughts are on all these short horses that are now going long. Couldn't you, as an owner, say, you know what, that's what our horse likes to run in long race. Why aren't we in this race? I mean, there's a lot of suspects out here.
Sure.
That you're looking at the form, and you're going, you got favorites here that are not route horses.
My thinking is with Peacock Man, who's a pretty nice horse. What is that horse? 8 of 11 in the money lifetime. Peacock Man and Halo Hunter, young horses. And Halo Hunter's younger than Peacock Man.
Yeah, Peacock's never went this distance.
Right.
11 starts, not this distance.
But what I'm going to tell you is they're putting these horses in to see if
what
these
they horses, have.
They're bringing their measuring stick out, trying to figure out what they have. If they do have a horse that can get the distance, that especially Essence Price with Halo Hunter, he might have something serious on his hands, meaning a horse that could possibly win some stakes races in Illinois. Same with Peacock Man. I felt like we haven't seen the best of Peacock Man this year, and we're going to find out if Peacock Man can get 2 turns.
I looked at this one horse here. Interesting play, because this horse is completely about distance, and the distance-wise, 6 starts and 4 in the money. 4 in the money, going off at 12-1, and that's Tabadol, and that's the one horse. And that's Rutana. I get it. But I'm looking at a horse that ran at Churchill Downs going 1 1/8.
Claiming 25,000.
And no, let's go 3 back this year, still this year, stalked so good, and then made a nice move at the end. And claiming 5,000 in our language is about maybe a $16,000 horse, maybe.
Sure.
You know, if you're running it under a tag at anywhere, this would be a horse like that. And I'm telling you, I think the 12-1 is not justice for this horse.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a price. This is the prototypical race for taking a shot in your exotic plays, your tries and your supers, and getting something out of this one horse at 12-1.
Jamie, look at that time at April 6th.
I don't think the one horse. Keeneland. I don't think the one horse will be 12-1 when the gate opens. I think the horse will be more like 4 or 5-1 in my professional opinion. You agree with that?
You know what? I think your professional opinion is very valued here, and that's what you would play. But I'm telling you right now, the public will still buy into something being 12-1 and back up a little bit.
Can we go back to January 20th? I just noticed this. On the line there, this horse runs at Fairgrounds down in New Orleans, and look who it runs into going 1 1/70. Another horse in the race, Cool Ambition.
Cool Ambition.
Winning that race. Cool Ambition won that race, claiming 5,000 conditional. And, I mean, what does this say about this Tabadol, though? You look back and look at the names that have ridden this horse. Florent Giroux, James Graham, Adam Bashiz is a big-time up-and-comer. Go back to the Ellis Park race. Sean Bridgmahan, big-time rider.
Bro, I mean, look at Keeneland. Keeneland went off at nearly 4-1 here.
Yeah.
4-1.
He was the favorite in the race that Cool Ambition beat him at Churchill Fairgrounds back in January. Look at that.
Yeah.
This horse is not getting any respect at 12-1.
And it closes hard, too.
Yes.
From 9th place at Keeneland, dug in and took 2nd here. My only problem here is can Rutana bring him that hard down the stretch? Can he get into the horse? Because that's what this horse needs, is a lot of work. They work good together. Jock and horse work great together, like Graham. I don't know if Rutana has the answer for it, though.
See if
that's
the crafty veteran has it.
Yep. So that's an interesting look also, man.
Sure.
And let's move on to race number 7 here. Race number 7, we got 6 furlong, claiming 4,000. And I went with the 8 horse on top here, WW Russian Gold. Sounds cool. Last race, what we got there? Disqualification on that The five, was this the one you picked and they brought it down, or what happened there?
No, that was the Essen Price horse.
Oh, okay. So in any case, that was Arlington Park. It ran this year. It ran up in Arlington Park the last three on synthetic. Before that, on dirt, on state bred, maiden claiming 15,000. It opened up by 1 3/4, nearly two lengths at nearly 7-1. I got this horse on top here this year, and that is WW Russian Gold, followed by the one horse Jody Budd. Is that the name here? Let me pull it up here. And that's Jody and Bud, sorry. And that's Juan Molina with Campbell. And I just think that it's going to have enough here. That's the horse that I got here as my one horse coming in second. And then I got Fast Talk, Lopez, and Rednauer. What do you got here, babe?
I'm going to go with WW Russian Gold, the 8 on top.
Uh-huh.
Followed by the 7.
Chalky.
Good.
Well, the 7.
Good play, Chon Barrera.
No, that's an 8-1 there.
Yeah, that's not chalky.
No, I meant the 8.
The 8's chalky, but I think the 8's getting dropped into the spot where he should be.
Yeah.
Then I'll go with the 7, good play, followed by the 1, Jody and Bud, D. Mike Campbell with Juan Molina.
All right.
That's what like.
Well, it's going to be a fun night. I'm definitely going to be out there. And I hope to see you folks out there, too. I know our Saturday night racing draws a lot of people. And as the season's winding down here, you guys have been so supportive of Fairmount Park. And we enjoy the hell out of it when we're out there and we're betting on our horses. I know what you guys are having a good time as well. And if you're having a good time, why not continue it in your car with YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com is our lineup media featured all music free app. Can you believe that? You got it, Jamie? You better.
I listen to it every day. Man.
What kind of music you listen to?
I told you I love the Lake House.
Yeah.
What else do I like? I kind of like the rap station. I can't remember what the rap station's called, but they play a lot of
like stuff. Old rap or something.
Yeah,
I like old rap
they
too.
They take
man.
Me back to like 7th and 8th grade dare dances.
Oh, nice. You know? Nice. All right. Okay. They got Herbie Hancock. I like Herbie Hancock.
I don't think they have Herbie Hancock.
Which one was that? Any case, I like that one. And so that's YoRadio.com, my friends. You may not like rap. You may like country. You may like folk music. You may like the stuff that Brian here likes. He likes Celtic music, too. It's not Celtic. Did you know that?
The Celtic women on Channel 9.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
That's what you like, Brian?
No, he likes the... did you know it was not Celtic, but it's Celtic?
I did not know that.
All these years I've been saying Celtic because of Boston Celtics, thinking that's the Irish thing. But
I learned something new today.
Yeah, well, you learned it from me. I'm a scholar. Anyway, my friends, thank you so much for being part of the show. Hope to see you guys out there. And thank you again for our listeners abroad. From Ireland to Scotland to Australia to our little island of
Mauritius.
I mean, tell ya, we got a lot of fans out there. Don't forget England out there too. So you guys are Canada. Where you at, Canada? Kind of sounds like California here. Where you at, Canada? All right, but we want to hear from you guys out there. If you guys got any emails to send us, send them to where they send them to there, big guy.
You can contact Race Day at Fairmount Park by email info@fairmountparkpodcast.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/Fairmount Show, and Twitter at Fairmount Show.
And definitely be a part of our show on our Facebook site. Be a fan. Hit a like on there. We'd love to hear from you there, too. And that's Fairmount Park Podcast. That's our show right there, right?
Yep.
Or Race Day at Fairmount Park?
Race Day at Fairmount Park is the title of the show, but the website is fairmountparkpodcast.com.
No, I'm talking about our Facebook site.
Oh, it's facebook.com/Fairmount Show.
And that's our Fairmount?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as racing at Fairmount Park or anything?
No, it's just facebook.com/Fairmount Show and Twitter at Fairmount Show.
Yeah, so let's get more likes out there, and I'd love to intertwine with you people out there. And Jamie will get on there, too. I'll make him one of our admins as well. And
perfect.
We could have some great conversations about horse racing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Brian, for all your editing. And, folks, keep cashing those winning tickets. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.